Proclamation number 3464 of 30th of March, 1945. Help of the light beings in spiritual and earthly need. In every spiritual adversity, the beings of light are ready to help if they're approached. Physical adversity, on the other hand, has to be taken upon by people as determined by God's will. Nevertheless, the beings of light also direct earthly events for the soul's benefit if they're approached for help. They exert their influence on the human being's thoughts and convey strength to him. They make him, as it were, able to overcome everything difficult without harming his soul. For the soul is entrusted to their special protection, and they nurture and care for it throughout its earthly life so that it will reach its aim, eternal life. And earthly life unfolds in a way that is best for the soul. The beings of light immediately comply with every spiritual request. Earthly requests, however, must be in accordance with God's will, otherwise they cannot be fulfilled by the beings of light. Earthly adversity is only the result of spiritual hardship, and as soon as the human being is accessible to the instructions which are mentally conveyed to him by these beings, he need no longer fear earthly hardship either, for they will be remedied in accordance with the human being's spiritual docility. In times of greatest spiritual hardship for the whole of humanity, the individual human being also has to accept suffering and hardship, even though he strives spiritually and strives to comply with God's will. Yet this time of adversity has been foreseen since eternity and embodies people whose souls need strong purification fires in order to be able to enter the spiritual kingdom without lag. And their path on earth has been mapped out and entered with the soul's consent before embodiment and the realization that the prescribed earthly life can bring them redemption from all bondage. Moreover, the spiritual guardians are constantly at its side, giving it strength when it needs and requests it. And therefore those beings of light should constantly be called upon for support so that they can carry out their activity unhindered, so that they can give where their gift is desired. For their gifts signify strength of resistance for the human being in all situations of life, both spiritually and earthly. They help him to have strong faith. They guide his thoughts correctly so that he often and willingly sends them upwards towards God and thus learns to overcome earth. But they are also close to him in earthly adversity, protecting him from the influence of evil, which pushes itself forward in earthly adversity and wants to weaken the human being's faith in God. The body should give up all desire. It should be killed in order to release the soul unhindered, which desires to ascend. And that is why physical hardship is unavoidable, because the aim has to be reached in a far shorter time, because the time of the end has come. And this is why humanity has to go through suffering and affliction which seems almost unbearable, but which can be endured with strength from God if the human being makes use of it through God's call and the beings of light which are active on his behalf according to his will. The human being should faithfully and trustingly call upon God for help, and it will be given to him as he has promised. Amen.